We will begin Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach on Nun Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom at the two dots. The Mishnah said, "An matai mutter lahachzer." Until when is the person who realizes there was some sort of price discrepancy able to return, bring the sale back, have it go back? So, Amar Rav Nachman, I underline Rav Nachman. He's coming to qualify when we talked about the time frame of Kadesh Yira, the amount of time it would take to show to an expert or relative, Loishanu Ela Loikeach. That's only for the purchaser who currently has the item in his possession. Of all the Moicher, when we're talking about the seller who he doesn't have the item in his possession anymore, La'olam Chayzer, he could back out of the deal, actually, if he realizes there was a price discrepancy of significance forever. So since he doesn't have the item, then it's obviously very hard for him to get a assessment until he finds another item that's identical to it. And, of course, we have to qualify this with the fact that it can't be that that item, from the time he sold it till whether this is a day later or a year later, has gone up in price, because then that wouldn't count. Okay, Neima Misayele, should we say the Mishnah would be a support to Rav Nachman? Three-word quote from the Mishnah, Chazul Adivrei Chachamim. I close the right angle, the Tagari load went back to collect the Shita Sachamim. Now, E Amris, I squiggle underline the E. And the first line on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, in the middle of the line is an E, I squiggle underline that. So E Amris Bishnama, if you want to say the following all is well and fine and dandy, that a Meichel Olam Chayzer, that the seller can always back out, Mishum Hachi Chazru. That's why the Tagari load said, you know what, we're going to go with the Shita Sachamim, because as far as a seller, you can back out it forever. Ela e, I squiggle underline the e. If you want to say Amris Meicher Nami Beloikeach, Keloikeach, excuse me, Dami, that the seller is just like the purchaser as far as time frame, my Nafka Lahu Mina. Like, what difference would it make? Because if they make a mistake, they can also back out. Well, Kihechi Daavdile Rabbanan. Like, it seems like it's an equal takana that when we say the Rabbanan here, interesting, I actually wrote above it Rabbi Tarfon, meaning when Rabbi Tarfon said the rabbis instituted a decree for the purchaser, they also did it for the seller. Well, the Gemara explains that actually one of the things the merchants of Lod were known for was being expert price analyzers. Tagari Lod. It was very uncommon they would make a mistake, and therefore they were able to stay within the legal bounds, period. Here's a little incident. Ushpazichne the Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is innkeeper. Zavin Chamra Betah. He had once sold some wine and made a mistake in the sale price. Ashkeche Dehaveyatsiv. And I guess Rami Bar Chama met up with his innkeeper and saw that he looked pretty sad. Amarle, he asked him, "Am I atzivas? Why are you so down?" Amarle, "Zvini chamra, or yeah, zvini chamra v'toi." Well, I sold some wine and I realized that I undersold it. I sold it for less than it was worth. Amarle, so says Rami Bar Chama to him, "Zil hadarbach, you can actually go and back out of the sale." Amarle, so the innkeeper said back to Rami, "Ha shosili yosmikadei shira letagaroi lekroivi." Well, no, I can't, because I waited already too much time. It's longer than it would take for a typical person to show an expert or a relative who was an expert. Well, shadra lekame de Rav Nachman. So Rami Bar Chama said, "You know what? Go speak to the chief rabbi on this issue, Rav Nachman." Amarle, and Rav Nachman said to this innkeeper, similar, "Loishanu el loikeach." That which is a time limit where one of the two parties can claim there was a price discrepancy is the purchaser, because he currently has the item in possession and can easily get it assessed. Of all the mocher, the seller, la'olam choser, he can back out really forever. My time, what's the reason? Loikeach, which I underline, and we said this a few times here, we'll see it inside now. Mechay biyata, he has the item in his possession. Kolechadazo, wherever he goes, machvi le, he's able to show it. Ve amri le, and people who are experts will tell him, "Ito, iloito." Did he make a mistake? Did he not make a mistake? Did he get a good deal? how good a deal, how bad a deal. Meicher, which I underlined, loy nakat mecha biyada, the seller who no longer has the item. Remember, there were not mass-produced items for most of history. Everything was sort of like individually made. The seller who does not have the item anymore, ad demisrami le zvinta, kazide, until he finds another item for sale, which is almost identical to the one that he sold biyada, and then he would know, and this might be a day later, this might be months later, and no, whether he made a mistake or not. Hahu Gavra, put a diamond around this. Hahu Gavra, four lines later, there's another one. That one also gets a diamond. A couple cases now. Hahu Gavra, there was this guy to have a nugget. Varshachi Lizvuni, he had some silk material to sell. Kari Shisa, he was calling out $6 for this silk. Now, really, Shavya Chamisha, it was worth five. V'yavayavi le'cham sha'upalga ha'veshakel. However, like we're reading into his mind, we know that if someone would have offered him 5.5, he would have sold it. Now, comes along a typical sharp Jew, Asu Gavra, guy, the Amar, and he figures like this to himself. If I give that guy 5.5, let's call it dollars, havya mechila, that would be within the realm of a reasonable markup, and there'd be no ability to make any claims against him. Etzen, you know what I'm going to do with this guy figures? I'm going to give him Shisa 6. So when you go from 5 to 6, that's a 20%. That's a 1/5 price discrepancy. It boy Ladina, and then I'm going to take him to court and get the whole extra dinner back. Asla kami de Rava, so the case came before Rama Avarei, and Rava said to them, Loishanuela beloi keach minha tagar. This whole issue is only when the it's being purchased from a merchant who knows the proper valuation of things. In general, when you're buying not from somebody who's a wheeler dealer merchant guy, but rather just from the Baal Habayis, like let's say jewelry or personal items, there is no ona. Because basically, why would somebody possibly be selling their personal items? He has to, and he can sell them for more. And if somebody doesn't want to buy it, they don't have to buy it, but there's no real ona claim. Hahu Gavra, there was another guy, or there was a guy. Tahave Nokit Kippi Lizvuni, he had some earrings that he wanted to sell. Kari Shisin, he was announcing he would sell them for 60. Vishavi Chamshin, but in reality, they were only worth 50. Vihave Yavule Chamshin, if anyone were to offer him Chamshin Vichamshin 55, Have Shakil, he would have taken the deal. Also, Gavra, so some guy came along, Vamar, and figured like this. If I give him 55, well, that's less. That's basically within the reasonable profit markup for an item. Etain, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give him Shisin 60, Vid Boy Ladin, and then I'll take him to court and sue for the extra 10. Asla Kamid Rav Chista. So the case came to Rav Chista Marlai. Rav Chista said to the one who asked about this issue, Loishan Rabbele Kech Minat Tagar. It only applies when the purchase is from a expert merchant of a beloikeach mibalabayis. If it's from a typical homeowner who happens to be selling things that he has, ain leilav oinah. There is no din of oinah. Amale Rav Dimi yiasher. That's right. Good straight thinking. Chenam Rabbi Lazar yiasher. That's right. Good straight thinking. The Gemara says, well, 1 second. Vahanansnan. But we have a Mishnah actually coming up in a few lines from now that seems to indicate possibly otherwise. The Mishnah quote that we'll have here goes for all of 6 words. I boxed it off. Kishim shoyno lehedyo, kach oyno letagar. Just like there's oyno for a regular person, so too for a tagar. No, 1 second. Weren't we differentiating between a tagar and a hedyot? Connector, the Gemara says, man hedyot. Should we not say that hedyot is like the typical balabais? And Amar of Chista, no. The typical hedyot is be Tzad Raisa. Tzad Raisa is, Rashi calls them big day canvas, under the macher, hemp garments that are for sale. Avalmani Tashmishte. However, a person's personal items. Dikiriale are very yaka, means heavy or precious. Lo Mazvin Lahu Ilav Bid Zami Yaseri. The typical person isn't willing to sell his personal items unless it's with a significant above market valuation. Says the Mishnah, the price fraud can go either the purchaser got ripped off or the seller got ripped off. Just like there is price fraud when it comes to a typical person, so too when it comes to a wheeler dealer merchant. Rabbi Yehuda, I box Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Omer, ain't no tagar. No. There's no one dealing with the tagar. Kama, mishut olav yadol, yoina, the one that it is incumbent upon them, he has the upper hand, or the one that it was placed upon him, meaning the one who got ripped off has the upper hand. Ratzor miloy, if he wants, he could say, tenli moi, say, I'd like my money back completely, or tenli mashini sani. I want to keep the deal, but I would like a refund of the amount of money that I was gypped out of. Says the Mishnah Menani Mili, says the Gemara, where do we know these words of the Mishnah Menani Mili de Tan Rabbanan? The Gemara quotes a price that goes for a little bit over a line and a half. Pasuk says in Vayikra Chaf Hey, Pasuk Yudalid, V'chisem Keru Memkala Misecha, when you sell an item to your co-nationalist, .. Al Toinu, do not defraud him. Okay, Ein Le'alishan Esan Le'keach. So I see there the purchaser is not allowed to be defrauded. Nisana Meicher Minayin. How do you know if the seller was defrauded? Well, Tam Olam the pasuk says Oikanoi. Emphasis on that. I squeal underline that. Al Toinu. Or if you're the purchaser, no ripoffs. Vizrach Le'michtav Le'keach. Vizrach Le'michtav Meicher. Both. We have to be told. Why can't we just be told one and not the other? We need to be told about that the purchaser is shayach to price fraud and so to the seller. Colon. D-E, I squiggle underline this word, D-E. And about a line and a half later, in the middle line is another V-E. D-E, kasrachmana maicher. Why is it that I would have thought if the Torah told me that a mocher can be ripped off, mishum de kimle be zavinte. However, the loikeach, the loik, Kim le bizavinte, the purchaser who is not as usually well trained or experienced in knowing the proper value. Ema lo azari rachmana b'lo yisainu. Maybe the Torah doesn't put as much responsibility on that person, and therefore the defrauding issue is not really shy to the typical fellow Jew. Okay, and that's why you had to write it. Ve'i kasav rachmana iskuil aran. That's ve'i. If the Torah would have written by the loikeach, that the purchaser, there's a din of price fraud, mishum de ka kani, because he is acquiring the item, damri inshi, like people say in general, when you acquire an actual, like, tangible item, zavne or zavnis, kanis or kanisa. If you bought something, you acquired something. That is, if you brought a real asset, you actually have something, as opposed to just cash, which sometimes cash is king, sometimes he really likes to have the item. Aval meicher, when it comes to the seller, de'avudi ka meivid, what's he doing? He's basically lightening the load of his net worth. He's losing by selling the item, because, of course, when you have the item, it basically, I don't know, picture stays on the wall for decades. The cash equivalent for the picture usually gets blown relatively quickly. Connector damar inshi, like people say, zavin oivid, if you sold an item, you basically probably lose a good chunk of whatever proceeds you received from it. And therefore, let's see, damri inshi zavin oivid, ema, I might have thought to say lo azhar achmana b'loy soinu, that type of situation. There would be no warning against defrauding. Therefore, tzrichet had to be told to us by both. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein ana le tagar. Now, ask the Gemara, mishum de tagar, ein lo yoino? Really? Just because he's a wheeler dealer merchant, so there's no price fraud violation or punishment? And the Gemara has two approaches to answer this. Amar Nachman Amar Rav, I underline his name. He's number one, Bitagar Safsar Shanu. We're talking about somebody who buys something and turns right around and sells it to someone else. My time. Well, why is it then? Here's why. Meide Yoda Zavinte Kamashavya. He knows essentially how much a sale's worth. V'achuli achal gabe, and he's being meichel it when he sells it. V'hai de Zavna hachi. why in the world would he sell it for less than it's worth? Because he's got another hot deal with a much greater profit potential. Mishum de Isramiele, it happens to him to have a Zavinta Achriti, another deal. Vahashta miha ka Hadar Bey. However, it's at this point that we consider him backing out. Whereas Ravashi underlined, he's number two, Amar. My in the Tagaroino, in Betairas Oina, meaning it's not Shayach to Oina, Shafilu Pachis Mikade Oina, even a little bit lesser price fraud, Choser. We say the deal can go back. Tanik Vase de Rav Nachman. We have a Bryson, I like the first Nachman. Price goes from here till the two dots. Rabbi Yehudah Imir Tagar. Ein loy oino, ein eishahu baki. Adkan.